The Fed decision has come and gone, and in the end, no major surprises as was expected. The central bank left rates on hold, with most of the market reaction coming from the Fed chair presser. In the end, Jerome Powell gave something to everyone, leaving the net results rather balanced. On the one side, the Fed chair said the central bank was in no rush to cut rates. This was used as fuel for the hawks to buy the U.S. dollar. But on the other side, the Fed chair said rates remained meaningfully above the neutral rate, suggesting more rate cuts could very well be in the pipeline. This opened some offsetting dollar selling. On the topic of politics, the Fed chair responded as we had highlighted in our special report preview. Powell was unwilling to make any comments around the new administration's policies and instead deferred to wait and see and data dependency. So in the end, the market perhaps giving a slight edge to the doves here, given the overall risk-on reaction as reflected through higher U.S. equities. Earlier today in Australia, NAB tweaked its call for the RBA to cut rates in February versus what had been March, given recent softer inflation data. And over in New Zealand, business confidence outlook reads slumped. Key standouts on Thursday's calendar ahead come from German import prices, German GDP, BOE consumer credit, UK mortgage approvals, Eurozone GDP, Eurozone unemployment, Eurozone sentiment reads, the ECB policy decision, US GDP, initial jobless claims, and pending home sales. That's all for now.